This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
It is Saturday morning, and thank you so much for joining us on New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with us right now is our co-host of the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. If you'd like more information about his fine work, RippleConnects.com, 763-438-1621. Joe McKenzie, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Freddie Bell. Thank you.
Glad you're with us. And this week we're talking about something that's really interesting, is self-marketing your volunteerism into a meaningful second career.
Absolutely.
Let's peel it back just a little bit to get started so that we can level set for everyone who's listening. Let's first define what is a meaningful second career for our listeners this morning.
Absolutely, Freddie Bell. And I just had a recent opportunity to go on a national cable program to talk about second careers. I hesitate to call them encore careers because if you have a meaningful second career, there's always a possibility for a meaningful third career. But let's stay with the second career here. Second careers are really carved out to be something that you've always wanted to do in my book. And when you start seeing some of the skills that you've had, that you've developed either through paid work or unpaid work, such as volunteerism that we're going to talk about today, let's frame it simply as something you always wanted to do. Maybe you wanted to be a teacher. Maybe you wanted to build homes. Maybe you wanted to build a nonprofit. Completely different than potentially your first career and your, you know, the lengthy career. But that second career, Freddie, is something you've always wanted to do. And I think we have to tie in the volunteerism angle to this. And so framing the second careers is simply that. And I wanted to get that out there so we can use that as kind of a benchmark here as we work through this segment on volunteerism.
Do you run into some people who are wondering, well, Joe, why are you emphasizing volunteerism? I'm trying to find meaningful employment as my career expands.
Oh, yeah. And really, obviously, I know that volunteerism complements our careers, our paid positions. But if we're going to look at a second career, potentially semi-retired or looking, you know, in your 60s or so, and you wanted to do something you always wanted to do, why couldn't you start marketing your volunteerism that you had the last 20, 30 years? Say you're a civil engineer, but you're volunteering to help a new generation with math, or say you wanted to build something, say you wanted to be, you know, you name it. You know, what did you do as a volunteer that now you can take that volunteerism, start to market it with your bench of advocates and getting it out there, and potentially uncover a second career for yourself? I don't think a lot of people think about their second careers until they reach that point when they have to find one. All I'm saying here today is look back at your volunteerism that you could have been in your faith organization, in your community, what have you, and look at some of the early clues that you had and what you were doing in your volunteer roles. That might be that clue for that second career, Freddie.
That's interesting. Everyone, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, the co-host on New Beginnings, about self-marketing your volunteerism and transforming that into a meaningful second career. So let's go back and talk about the steps that someone can take to self-market that volunteerism and to see how it can result into that meaningful second career. So where do you begin?
Well, really, you have to kind of step back and figure out where you've been, what you really liked, what you enjoyed. Not all volunteerism worked out the way you wanted to, but what energizes you now? What communities do you want to work with? Do you want to work with a senior population? Do you want to work with children? Do you want to work with new Americans? Do you want to work with your hands? Do you want to teach? Do you want to mentor? Start looking back at some of those volunteer roles you had. And that first step, Freddie, is to write it down and start marketing it to your bench of advocates. Let's be honest. A lot of times our bench of advocates may have known us as you know, a salesperson or an engineer or an attorney, they may not know what our volunteer history was or our passion. So we need to frame it for them. We need to write it down. We've talked about self-marketing plans here through my company. Add that to your self-marketing plan. Add that to your resume, because people need to know where you've been and where you want to go, right?
That's correct. And I'm wondering if there are people who are listening and they're saying, okay, Joe McKenzie, I understand what you're saying, but I don't see the value in putting volunteer work on my resume.
Well, I push back on that, because I know both of us have been in volunteer roles where our leadership was on the line. We work for, volunteered for organizations that it's quite possibly we needed to pivot the mission and create messaging. Maybe we had to change budgets, you know, to be sustainable. Maybe we had to lead the fundraising in a volunteer role. Wow, that's boots on the ground. That's real. That's leadership. That's valued. And there was positive outcomes. So for anybody to hesitate to put some of their leadership or some of their accomplishments via their volunteerism not on their resume or their LinkedIn profile, I think they're missing a step, because that is proof by example that you are a leader, that you drove positive outcomes, that you accomplished, you worked as a team, you engaged with the community, you communicated with the community. Many of the jobs today need everything that I just said. And that is why never discount your volunteerism, because of everything that you learn from it and those gifts that you can share with that next organization in a meaningful second career.
You walk that talk yourself. I know that you do a lot of work with at least two or three organizations, Joseph Coast, I can think of right off the top, and a car organization in your community.
Yep. Cars for Neighbors. Yep.
I'm sure there's some value that you derive from that as well.
Absolutely. You know, some of the organizations I've worked with, we pivoted our mission. Well, guess who was on the forefront of engaging with the community groups that were out there that knew us as this organization, but they needed to know which direction we were going. Communication with the community, how to change your mission and your messaging. I've honed my skills talking to groups. And so that may be a future second career for Joe McKenzie, because what if I lead community engagement? What if I'm on the forefront of talking with the stakeholders or the different leaders that need to know where this organization's going? Even though I didn't get paid for it, Freddie, doesn't discount the impact that I had on that organization. And that's what I'm trying to frame here today is, just because you did not get paid does not mean that you didn't drive positive outcomes, you didn't accomplish, you didn't learn, you didn't grow. All those things did occur. In my case, and I know that it's happening today and in many people's careers, that their volunteer roles are valuable for that next organization when it comes to a meaningful second career.
So you talked about the benefits. What about some of the possible obstacles that someone could run into by trying to turn their unpaid volunteer work into a paid position?
I see this as almost 360 in regards to, it's the individual that has the volunteer work under their belt that they're hesitant to think that they brought great value, and potentially an employer that says, well, you didn't get paid for it, so therefore you're only doing it part-time or once a quarter. Those are the two obstacles. It's the individual that was volunteering and not wanting to talk about it or market themselves in that regard, and employers that are not looking past your resume and your paid positions. Because Freddie, I'm a more effective communicator because of my volunteer work. And an organization that needs an effective communicator, I want that employer to realize that honed my skills volunteering, I'm better because I was, you know, the voice of that organization. My leadership was tested because this organization needed to change and go in a different path. That is real live leadership experience that employers that are looking past just the paid positions would see that as great value.
That's wise advice. So in a few seconds we have left, if there's one thing we can do this weekend, what would that be, Joe McKenzie?
look back on the volunteer accomplishments that you've had, the growth that you've had as a professional by having unpaid volunteer work, and get ready to market yourself if you're looking at a second career. Do not discount it because it was unpaid, but embrace it and let people know that this potentially might be the early clues for a meaningful second career.
Joe, you do some really fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP Job Board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South.
Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwell with Bricks Real Estate and host of the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on the station here with your Market Minute. 3.93 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the median sale price range here in the Twin Cities. This is seasonally appropriate and is a key early indicator of demand in the marketplace. The median sale price is up 5.9% and currently sits at $283K. The 30-year conventional interest rate is at about 3.6%, which is a new three-year low. The conclusion for sellers, showing activity is down, but the fall market is just around the corner. So if you're not on the market yet, you may want to consider holding tight for a couple more weeks. The conclusion for buyers, rates are down once again, and statistically based on showing activity, we are in a buyer's market. This may hold true for the next few weeks as summer wraps up. So take advantage of this opportunity as soon as possible. Are you thinking about making a move? Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com. We'll be right back.
Registered representatives of Strategic Visionaries are registered with and offer securities through Securities America, Inc., member SIPC.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Happy weekend, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings, a place to start your new beginnings and give you a new way of thinking as well. With me right now as we go into the next segment of our program is Whitney Emanuel. She is the visionary behind Strategic Visionaries at 612-296-6939 online. Strategic-visionaries.com. And once again, that telephone number is 612-296-6939. Whitney, welcome back.
Thank you.
Glad you're with us. And let's talk this week about the three features of investments. And quite frankly, when I think about investments, I think of it as just one huge bucket. But with you as our expert, apparently, there are more features than what I originally had thought. So what are the three features of investments?
Yeah, so you're not the first person to say that. It's just looking at your investments through a different lens. Mm-hmm. So the first is liquidity. So what liquidity is how quickly can I get to my money? So one is liquidity. Two is return. So how high of a rate of return can I get from this investment? And three is safety. How safe or guaranteed is my investment? So those are the real, those are the three features that I review with my clients regarding their investments.
So can you have all three at the same time?
It's close to impossible.
Why is that?
Well, because it's really two out of three. So if something's highly liquid and has a high rate of return, it's not going to be high in safety because return and safety do not typically go hand in hand unless you give up liquidity. You can have something that's high return and high safety, like I mentioned, but it's generally going to be low in liquidity. And then you can have something that's high in liquidity and high in safety, but then you're not going to get a very high rate of return out of it. So you have to make sure that you understand that with your investments.
Wow. So those three areas are liquidity, which is quick access, return, how hard is my money going to work for me? And then safety, is this money guaranteed or not? Or what level of guarantee is there?
Right. So there are a lot of different guarantees with investments. It depends on what they are. So let's talk about something that's high in safety and also high in liquidity, for example. So that's going to be cash, right? So it's, you can get to it at any time. It's safe, but you don't get a good rate of return on it. CDs, you can get an okay rate of return on these. Maybe at this point, I've seen some for 2 or 3% at most, but they are fairly liquid, but again, low rate of return. And some cash value life insurance, like whole life insurance or universal life insurance that's invested not aggressively. Again, you can get to that cash. It is safe, but it does have a lower rate of return. So those are some examples that are high in safety, but they have a low rate of return because they're easily accessible.
What about a high rate of return?
So there's high rate of return and high liquidity. So let's combine those two. Mm-hmm. But what you get with that is low safety. So stocks, right? Stocks are not very safe because you're invested in a company. And if that company does poorly, so does your investment. So although you can get high rate of return and you can get to it within 2 to 3 days, it is low in safety. Same with exchange traded funds and mutual funds. Those do have a range with the rate of return and the risk that they're willing to take on. For example, you can take a bond mutual fund or a stock mutual fund and compare those. But none of those are going to have a guarantee. So they're still low in safety compared to cash, for example.
Mm-hmm. Everyone, we're talking about the three features of investments. But it's interesting to me. It seems as if you really can't sit down yourself and go, okay, I want high liquidity and I want my return to be low safety. And then what do I invest in? How do I move my money? How can a layperson make these kinds of decisions?
Yeah, it's a great question. So first is to write everything down. So even if you're not working with a financial advisor, just see where all your money is and see. So like, let's say an average person here, like you said, a layman's, they're going to have a 401k through work. And then let's say they have a savings account.
Okay.
So all they have to do is say, okay, I have this 401k. It's not guaranteed unless you have a guaranteed fund within your 401k for the most part. It's not guaranteed. So you've got a high rate of return. It's highly liquid in the fact that you can make changes within the 401k at any time. If you take out money, of course, there are penalties, but that's because there's a tax shelter over it. But the investments within the 401k, you know, you can change those, but it's low safety, right? So that's where that falls. But then the cash that they have, it's highly liquid, it's safe, but it's a low rate of return. So they've already checked off two boxes that they have. But when you work with a financial advisor, they're actually going to show you your overall asset allocation, and they're going to look at it. And what I do is I look at it from both an investment feature lens, which is what we're doing today, from a tax lens, and then from an asset allocation lens. So stocks, bonds, cash, et cetera.
Well, it seems as if it's a pretty complex mix when you're trying to take care of all of those. You want some safety, you want some liquidity, and you want a return. But we've already heard from the outset that it's really difficult to have all three of those. Are there some alternative ideas that a person who's looking at making some, you know, interesting investment side, they're trying to really diversify their portfolio, can make and still achieve close to all three?
Well, good question. So achieving all three is possible when you diversify your investments in the different buckets, three different buckets, right? So that's number one. The third one that we didn't have a chance to talk about is the high safety and high return with low liquidity.
Ah.
So that's going to be things like annuities. It depends on the annuity. However, if you have an annuity that's fixed interest rate, it's going to give you a higher rate of return than a CD. However, it's not as liquid. You have a charge if you take your money out sooner. So you're giving up that liquidity in order to get a higher rate of return. Then there are annuities with safety riders. So maybe they're invested in the stock market, but they're not as easy to get to because they have these guarantees on there that prevent you from losing money. So that's, again, low liquidity, but high safety in return. Some alternative investments, and then individual bonds. Not many people know about individual bonds when I talk to them, but this is an investment that a lot of people who are more advanced in age are interested in because they are fairly accessible, but they're not as accessible as, and they're more accessible than annuities, but they're not as accessible as cash. So they're in the middle. They give a decent rate of return compared to a cash or CD. They do provide potentially some tax benefits, but you have to wait for the term of the bond in order to access it. So like a 5-year bond or a 10-year bond, 2-year bond, you have to wait for that term in order to get your guaranteed money out of it. If you don't wait, you don't get the guarantee. So again, low on liquidity, but higher than on the safety and return.
Now, when you talk about bonds, and this is really rudimentary, but you're not talking about the federal savings bonds. These are different types of bonds.
Well, savings bonds do fall into the bonds bucket, but then there are treasury bonds.
Yes.
That's what the Federal Reserve really controls. So there's government bonds. So that's federal government bonds that the government issues. And there are several different levels of those bonds. And it really depends on the time frame for them. So the liquidity, they have various levels of liquidity. Then we have state bonds or municipal bonds. So those are going to be school district bonds or general obligation for the streets and roads. So you've got bonds there. And then you also have corporate bonds. So those are going to be bonds that are issued by corporations in order to do projects within the company. So those are private, whereas the first two that I mentioned are government. The government bonds are safer than corporate bonds.
Well, if there's one thing we should remember as a takeaway for this week, what would that be?
Meet with a financial advisor. If you already have money saved and you're not sure if it's split up the correct way in these three buckets or in your tax buckets, like I mentioned before, or asset allocation with risk, which we talked about in the last program, make sure that you meet with somebody and just get a second opinion or even a first opinion if you're not working with anybody. Typically, that first meeting, we can give you some general advice and there's no obligation or fee, and it's definitely worth an hour of your day to just sit down and get an assessment, just like you would go to the doctor to get a physical. Same
thing. All right. Calling on Dr. Whitney. Strategic Visionaries, 612-296-6939 online. Strategic-visionaries.com. This is New Beginnings.
Thanks, Freddie.
Says the spokesman.
Hey, ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
I'm attorney Rachel Schroman of Schroman Law in St. Paul, and I am passionate about providing legal services in the areas of estate planning, probate, and elder law. My clients receive the attention and compassion they deserve, with their peace of mind being my top priority. Enjoy the comfort of knowing that you have planned for the worst so you can confidently continue living at your best. Visit ShromanLaw.com. That's ShromanLaw.com.
You can't go through a day without hearing about healthcare reform. St. Paul Corner Drug is here to help you navigate the ever-changing healthcare landscape. We are your advocate in getting much-needed prescription medication covered under your insurance plan. Need to choose a different plan? There is no reason to feel like you are drowning in the system. St. Paul Corner Drug can make simple work out of finding you a plan that best suits your needs. You can rest assured at St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be.
50 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today will be partly sunny with a high near 77. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 59. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 76 and the chance of rain at night with a low around 63. Monday, the rain is likely to continue with temperatures in the 70s.
Your Eat Local Minnesota's restaurant of the week is the Downtowner Woodfire Grill. The Downtowner is a perfect choice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Experience their cozy fireside dining alongside their delicious food and extensive wine list. Check out the full menu at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and our program continues right now as we go to West Metro Hypnosis. That's where we find Kelly Von Heidekamp of westmetrohypnosis.com. Her number is 952-222-3975. Kelly, welcome back to the program, and good morning.
Good morning, Freddie. Thanks so much for letting me share my morning with you.
I see the singular title. It says resignation. But I see that that could be taken a couple of different ways. And which way would you like to present to us this morning?
Well, now I'm curious because I want to know in which way you took it first when you saw that word.
Resignation in one way I thought was to give in, so to speak, to turn yourself over. The other might be to resign, to just stop things and go on to stop and start and go to a different way of living.
Isn't that so interesting that we have the capacity, that language has the capacity to use the same exact word and have different meanings to it depending on what our intentions are? Mm-hmm. And so the way I was using this word, I was listening to a podcast recently, and I can't remember who it was by, but I wrote down the statement that they said because I thought it was, I thought there was so much truth in it. And they said, resignation is poison to taking effective action. Now, we know that in order to move forward, action is required. So if we have grandiose plans and things we want to do with our lives, changes we want to make, things we want to accomplish, that we have to take action. That as long as we just think about things in our head, they may be great thoughts, they may produce great feelings, but nothing happens until we start putting action behind those statements, behind those images. And sometimes we can get to a place where things begin to feel overwhelming. We might get to a place where we feel stuck. We don't know what to do next. We're not sure of the next action thing that we should be taking. Maybe we are seeing only limitation instead of opportunity. Thoughts like, oh, well, this is just the way things are, and I'm not going to be able to change anything ever. And that kind of thought process, just that statement, I mean, just feel how heavy that statement is. Mm-hmm. This is just the way things are. It just pulls down the energy immediately. And that's the resignation that I'm talking about. The resignation that really leaves no other opportunity for us except to give up, to just not move forward, to not take that next effective action step. And I like to remind people that sometimes the most effective action step you can take is to take a moment to pause and check in with your beingness, to calibrate your beingness so that in all of your doingness, you're being the most effective, most efficient way possible. And that's when you really get a lot of stuff done. So resignation, poison to taking effective action. It only takes one step to move you forward. So take it.
And we're taking that step. That's Kelly Von Hattekopf, West Metro Hypnosis, westmetrohypnosis.com, 952-222-3975. And we take an action to move forward right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
And we're back on New Beginnings this week. Time to talk with our good friend from AARP Twin Cities. He is the state director. It's Will Phillips. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for your time. It's greatly appreciated, and the work that AARP Twin Cities and around the country does for our for the boomers, for the seniors, for our New Beginnings listeners. Last time we talked with you, Will, we talked about the census. This time we want to talk about prescription drug. You said a few times ago that you'd give us an update. Well, I'm holding you to it. Let's get our prescription drug update and what AARP has been up to.
Sure. Yeah. Well, this is a persistent problem. It's probably not going away anytime soon. But, you know, what we do know is that Americans pay the highest drug prices in the world, many having to choose between buying the medications they need and other essentials and necessities. And quite honestly, people are fed up with it. And we really need to get some common sense solutions in place, both at the state level and the federal level. So we had a little bit of success at the state level this year here in Minnesota, but we've got a lot more work to do, particularly around some issues of making sure that drug manufacturers have to have some transparency in terms of how they set their prices, and then also some legislation that would seek to address really what's just outright price gouging by big pharmaceutical companies. So again, we got some things done, but still have a lot to do, and I think that's exactly the same in Washington, D.C. We're making progress, but we've got more to do, and we really need to get people involved here in the state to help us in those efforts.
When you say involved, does that mean going to the website? What do you want our New Beginnings listeners to do specifically?
That's a great question. So, you know, we need a couple of things, and the best way that we want folks to get involved is just to connect with our office here in St. Paul. And they can do that by just sending us an email, and that email address is aarpmn@aarp.org. And what we're looking for are people who want to get involved and help fight. And that could be anything from sending an email to an elected official to writing a letter to the editor to joining us and going down to the state capitol to talk to legislators about these issues. But it also could mean simply sharing a story. So often the stories that people have about how prescription drug prices impact their daily lives are the things that help us move legislators to support common sense proposals to rein in the high cost of prescription drugs. And so even if it's just sharing your personal story, that's critically important to our work. And so whether it's, again, sharing a story or getting involved in some other way, we just want people to contact us and we can let you know how we can get you plugged into the work.
You know, my wife and I were at a restaurant just the other night, and there was two couples right next to us, and that's exactly what they were talking about, was prescription drugs. And when the check came, the one couple said, "We'll get it this time because I know you guys have to pay for your drugs." And so it's absolutely true. It's on the top of people's minds as far as their daily lives, like you say.
Absolutely. The average older American takes 4.5 prescription drugs, typically on a chronic basis. And we know that they're expensive. We know that they continue to increase in price. We also know that Big Pharma, the industry, spent nearly $169 million for lobbying and more than $6 billion for advertising in 2018. So we're up against a powerful force, and we need people to get involved to help us put in place some common sense solutions for people to rein in these high costs.
I wrote down that email address. I want to recite it back to make sure it's correct. AARPMN@AARP.org. That is correct?
Yep, that's right.
All right, so if you want to email to tell your story or to get a bit more information, again, AARPMN@AARP.org. Will Phillips, the state director of AARP Twin Cities, again, thank you so much for your time and what you're doing and for the prescription drug update. Keep up the fight.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is the Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. We welcome Kitty Harris. Good morning, Kitty.
Good morning, Freddie. How are you?
Unbelievable. Really glad you're with us. And for those who are maybe listening for the very first time, how can our listeners reach out to you and avail themselves of your services?
612-344-2221 or at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis, right behind Summit Academy.
All right. You always have a lot of activities at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and a really big one that really is going to help a lot of people is your blood drive.
Yes. This coming Wednesday, August the 28th, we will be hosting our second blood drive in partnership with the American Red Cross, and all eligible donors will receive a $5 gift card to Amazon.com as well as a t-shirt just for showing up to donate.
All right. So what's required if I want to be a part of the blood drive? Do I need to register or anything like that?
612-344-2209, which is my direct line, and set up an appointment time, or you can do a walk-in, and then the day of, you just need to have your driver's license in order to show who you are.
All right. When you donate blood, it really helps a lot of people, and maybe not today, but we don't have to wait for a disaster to give blood. Isn't that right?
Yes, absolutely. The reason that the presenting donors will be getting gift cards from Amazon.com is because Amazon has been partnering with American Red Cross nationwide because there is such a shortage and there is a need for donors to give blood so that we don't wait until there's a natural disaster because our hospital supply is low and with people just needing transfusions and other things for other ailments that they may have. And so we always encourage people to give early and often so that we don't have to wait until there's a crisis. And so this is our second one that we are doing. We're trying to establish ourselves as a presence in North Minneapolis. We will have another drive in November. And so our goal is to do two or three drives a year so that we make sure that there is not only a supply available when needed, but that we're helping to get more African-American donors to be present.
Wonderful. And September is also a really busy month for you because all month you'll have activities highlighting the awareness around Alzheimer's.
Yes, September is Alzheimer's Awareness Month, and our building that's connected to us, Thomas T. Feeney Manor, is an Alzheimer's memory care facility. We are the first housing authority in the country to provide that service, and so we're always doing activities, and so we will have activities during our our monthly bingo. We'll have activities during Active Aging Week at the end of the month. But more importantly, we will be participating again in the Twin Cities Walk to End Alzheimer's. So we have a team from this facility, and that walk is going to be on Saturday, September the 28th, over at Target Center. And so anybody that's interested in donating to our team or joining our team and wants to come and walk and learn more about Alzheimer's awareness is encouraged to give us a call at 612-344-2221. It doesn't cost anything to participate in the walk. We're always soliciting donations, but we just want to make sure we're getting the information out and that we're being present in the community to help combat this disease.
Indeed. That's Kitty Harris. She's the center coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. And you're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
Says the spokesman.
Hey, ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
AM 950 is hosting a debate watching party on Thursday, September 12th at the Park Tavern in St. Louis Park. Come watch with like-minded progressives as the Democratic presidential candidates debate all the important issues and figure out how to beat Trump. Doors will open a half hour before the start of the debate. Your ticket includes free, debatable appetizers with a cash bar. We'll play a debate-themed Blue No Matter Who bingo with lots of great prizes. Matt McNeil and the Repartee crew will be there. And if you have ideas for our weekly Tuesday Solution show, we'd love to hear them. Debate watching tickets are only $15 and they will go fast, so make sure you order now at am950radio.com. So let's watch the debate together on Thursday, September 12th at the Park Tavern in St. Louis Park as we figure out who will dump Trump in 2020. Order your tickets now at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com. And if you have any questions, call us at 952-946-8885.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is a lesson already in progress.
I am alive, alert, awake, joyous and enthusiastic about this day. I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm and spring forth with a mighty faith to do the things that need to be done by me right now. Thank you, God. Now, I don't usually do handouts, But I have to tell you, this morning, I have a couple extra copies of that. So if anyone wants one, I'll put them at the back door, and you may take one or two or three or however many you like upon leaving, except that I think I left them all down on my seat. This morning, Joel Osteen opened his service. How many of you heard him today? Anybody? Betty, you did? Then you already know this story. You can sleep for the next 30 seconds. Goes like this. This 85-year-old gentleman was fishing, and he heard this voice, "Pick me up." Anyway, he heard it again, "Pick me up." And he looked down, and there was a frog. And he said, "Did you just say, pick me up?" And the frog said, "Well, yes, I did." So the guy reached down and picked him up, and the frog said, "Kiss me, and I will turn into your beautiful bride." And the man picked him up and put him in his pocket. And the frog said, No. "I said, kiss me, and I will turn into your beautiful bride." And the old man said, "At my age, I'd rather have a talking frog." I owe that one to Joel Osteen. Just, isn't that a great story? I love it. Well, we're going to talk about our victorious spirit today. And I have a lot of things to share with you. So I'll try to close on time like I always do. Sometimes I even close early, which that's a pleasant surprise too, isn't it? Well, for any of you who might be new, the affirmation that I opened with, which is I'm alive, alert, awake, joyous, and enthusiastic about this day, was written by one of the co-founders of the Unity Movement, Charles Fillmore, in his 94th year. 94 years old, and he's writing this, wrote this affirmation. So I thought that was pretty powerful. I still think it's powerful, and I've been doing it for many, many years. I have a little book that I'm going to quote from this morning. It's called God is the Answer, and is authored by Dana Gatlin, who is a Unity person as well. And it was published by Unity in 1945. After Bob Carlson and, I got turned around in my sentence because Bob Carlson and his wife and the family, the Carlson family, were responsible for Unity South coming into being. They were the, would it be appropriate to call them co-founders? Lindy's the daughter, so I'm just kind of deferring to her here. Is co-founder, is that? With a little help from friends. So Lindy invited me over to go through their library, and I could have any book that I wanted to. Actually, Reverend Festus and I were there at the same time, and Bob, you will recall that he was trying to take the books away from me that I had picked. And I said, and this happened to be one of them. God is the Answer. And in this little book, Dana Gatlin talks about the victorious spirit and the significance of our spirit. And I'm going to share with you the preface to some affirmations that she did about the victorious spirit. But I need to just share a little bit of the foreword so that it makes sense for you. Now, you can tell that this was written in 1945 because of the language sometimes it's used in. And her opening comment is, "Are things going ill with you?" Now, we probably wouldn't say that today. "Do you blame an unjust world, individuals, or the weight of unfavorable circumstances? Does the very spirit within you feel discouraged, crippled, embittered, and sore?" I would hope that's not true for any of us. "Then it is up to you to do something quickly. A sick body or an ill state of affairs is as nothing compared to a sick spirit. So when the spirit is sick, just so we know, we're in trouble. Now, she goes on to say, make up your mind, take this moment to make up your mind that you can decide to change. Make up your mind to choose the better way, the only way for dependable security and success. And say to yourself, this is the day. And Linda, you already said that. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We can stop with, this is the day. And finally, before the affirmations, know for yourself from the innermost springs of your being that you are aided by a mighty tide of invincible strength that flows from deep within you, and that is the very power of God. Now, here are the affirmations that she has suggested that I am using. I say this with an I and also with a we collectively. So when I say I, think we. When I say me, think us. I have it all, you know, kind of intermingled here. I have the power. You have the power. More power than you know. All the power that God has is mine. God power. All the power I can perceive, accept, and use. And I'm going to come back and ask questions about this. Not a test, just that I want to make sure everybody gets this powerful message. We have the power to love, to think, to plan, and to build constructively. The power to use positively. The power to bless, to remedy, to heal. We have that power. We have it. The power to strengthen, to improve, to beautify, to grow, and to glow, to serve, to aid, to develop, to enrich, and to know, and to know, and to know, and to know, until the glad blessings I have evoked from God's invisible realm shall come forth into full, splendid, unadulterated fruition. We have that power. The question is, one, do we believe it? Two, if we believe it, do we use it? We have that power. Now, for some folks, that's a little scary.
You just heard a message coming from Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.